Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Kill the Cow Daily Podcast. I'm not a pastor, I'm not a preacher, I'm just somebody who puts their daily devotion online to be held accountable to perfect strangers. So we're back from our little hiatus, and it's day three, and it's already, I wouldn't say I'm tired, I mean I'm getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep a day. But it's just weird. I mean, things have changed so dramatically in the past 3 weeks. Going from a new job, becoming diabetic. Thank goodness I didn't lose any more money an hour. It's just one of those things. It's been one of those hard weeks. Getting a whole new system in place for my church. It's been a frustrating month. And now, come to find out, I may have been unemployment fraud. I don't know where the money is. Apparently, it was issued, but I have not received any of it. So, without further ado, we're going to get things started. We're being pretty awesome today. I don't know where that weird, we're going to be awesome today. My motto is, create awesome, serve people. But we're back in Psalms 119. This verse is pretty awesome. I mean, it's day two going into it, and there's a whole lot more. But I mean, just the words that resonate throughout this whole chapter, this whole verse, it's amazing. And I will say today, I don't know what it is. I am forcing myself a little bit. So right now, let's open up in prayer. So if you'll join with me. Father God, you art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the author, the finisher, and the creator of my faith. You see everything in its place, and you judge righteously. So God, just right now, let this be a benefit to not only me, but anybody who needs to hear it. Because as of yesterday, I know there's people that's had similar experiences. I mean, that took it maybe further than I did, but they experienced the same thing. They felt the same letdown than I do. So this whole time that I've been saying this is to find people like me and to bring up topics, I think you confirmed it yesterday. So I need to bring the emotion. I need to bring the energy because it's going to touch people. And this is a moment. I mean, just stopping and praying. And I said I was wanting to pray more now. And this is a sign. Let other people see it's not uncool or not. It's the thing to do if you feel like God has called you. I know I'm praying to God, but also the listeners. If you can stop whatever you do and just pray and rechange the whole settings. And I just thank you for allowing me to do this and allowing me this time to reset. And I can feel my body changing. The temperature of the room is changing. So just thank you for allowing me to do this. In your name I pray. Amen. Alright, so we changed things up. I wasn't feeling it. I'm feeling a little bit better. And verse 41 in Psalms 119, and this is out of the ESV, it says that, let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. And again, that's what I love about this verse, because it's not only encouraging, but it's telling you where to go. Where do you learn about the promises of God? It's the Word of God. So when you maintain that relationship, when you get in the Word, you realize God's steadfast love. And that's what I miss most about this podcast when I was off for 2 weeks, that I forgot that. I had gotten so used to it over this time, over this past year, that I've been consistent more with this podcast. I forgot about the steadfast love that comes from the promises, and we find the promises in the Bible. Verse 42, then shall I have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. So right there again, you have it coming back to him. The people that taunt you, your haters, that I shall have an answer for him who taunts me. So not only saying that you're going to be able to take it, but you're going to have an answer. You're going to be able to respond to the person who's hating on you for no reason. because we trust in his word. We're his word in the Bible. That is why it's important. And I think that's why God has brought me to this verse today. Or not today, but the whole chapter, Psalms 119. Everything has been about returning to the word, to find value in the word, to find the promises of God in the word. Verse 33, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your rules. That's where we find freedom, when we align ourselves with the parameters of what God has set before us, to learn that if we operate within this structure, that we can have true freedom, that we can actually experience things by operating in the rules. I will keep your law continually forever and ever. That we will operate in that, to find structure, to find safety in the structure, and know if we do this, we'll be judged by God. And I do believe in judgment. I believe we should judge by the Beatitudes. If you don't have love, joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering, I really need to learn all eight of those. But I'm not going to look on that, because it's not about judgment. When I operate and I judge somebody, I don't look at him and say, "You're a horrible person." But rather, if you're down, you don't have joy. So therefore, I need to do a Matthew 7:3 to remove the plank out of my eye so that I may help you with the speck in your eye. Am I ever going to be perfect? No. I'm contending that I'm a hypocrite. Every day of my life, I am battling the carnal man with the spiritual man, and I fall short so much. That's why I get back into the word, because I'm learning how to structure my life around that. That I'm learning the rules that we need to go to learn that. All right, so there was a little interlude. My son just woke up for the first time this morning. So I apologize. I have to regain what I had, because it was. But that's the beauty. Yes, I admit I got a little angry, because he had woken up and interrupted my schedule. But you know what? That's fine. That's why I just said that I'm a hypocrite, because I'm talking about God's love and how we can go to him and how we find sanctity in the confines of the rules and the structure, and we learn about the promises of reading the word, and we should find freedom. But yet, it's the second time that I get to interrupt myself, I fall away. I'm still in process. I'm still learning. I'm still under the grace of God, but it doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter. We fall short. We need to learn to where we need to go back to God, and we just need to. We fall short. Grace is amazing. I don't want to overuse it, though. I mean, in all honesty, that's the way I think. All right, so verse 45, and I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. So we have went to him and sought out amazing things. We have sought out the rules, the structure, the promises, because God Almighty, the author of our faith, our builder of our universe, and I have sought your precepts. Verse 46, I will also speak of your testimonies before kings, and shall not be put to shame. We will go to the people in important places, and we will speak the name of Jesus, and we will not be ashamed. Right now, it does not say you will not be mocked. It does not say that you will not be ridiculed. All it's saying is that I will speak of your testimony before kings. What is your testimony? It's our stories. That's why our stories matter. That we tell people what we go through. We share with people how the church has failed, how we can do better. And I should say not the church, but the house of worship, because it's the houses of worship that fail us. The people, they may be ignorant. They may be stupid. They may make you want to punch them in the face. But it is not ultimately the people. It is your story that is going to impact, because it's a fingerprint of what God has done. You use that in accordance with the word of God to make impact. And that's what we can't lose sight of. We have to speak the gospel, and make disciples. I break that down to create awesome, serve people. So, for I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love. I will meditate on your statutes. Where do we find the statutes? In the Bible. Where do we lift our hands? Towards heaven. For I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. What are the commandments? They are rules. They are regulations. They are the structure that we operate in. So, I don't know why I just had this reference to the Matrix. The Matrix, if we wake up tomorrow and realize this whole thing is fake, I'm not saying it is, I'm not going in conspiracy theories. All I'm saying is, if you go back to the video, and Morpheus asked him about the girl in the red dress, that was programmed into the structure of the program. It allowed him to rewind, to focus, to isolate that. So in much way, when I talk about structure, we can, I'm not going to say manifest, because that's definitely the wrong word. That's a prophetic, whatever, name it, claim it, charismatic word, and I'm not wanting to go there. What I'm simply saying is, we have control, and if you struggle, well, I don't want to, if you struggle with alcohol, you can make the structure of your life not be around people to drink. Is it going to hurt? Is it going to take away from your friends? Probably. But guess what? You suffer from alcohol. If you overdrink, you will die probably from it. I did not drink. I consumed. There are several instances that I don't, like one night, I don't know how I got home. Neither one of us, one of us drove. Am I proud of that? No. Do I tell a lot of people that? No. Why am I saying it now? I don't know. But there's a lot of people that suffer the same way I did, that just wanted to get away and just drink to have fun, toss all the cares away, and they regret it. There's things we all do that we regret. And we would probably go back and do another way. But it's too late. We have the consequences. They made us the people that we are today. They made us the awesome and amazing people that God, He knew we were going to become. And now we have the opportunity. We can get in the Word of God and learn the structure and have the freedom based on that. Because really, if you like it or not, there is freedom in these words. There's freedom within the Bible. There's freedom in the structure of rules and regulations. I mean, yeah, there's a whole bunch of freedom and promises written in the Word that says we're going to have this and we're going to have that. But when you get, I mean, Psalms 119 is all about structure and promises. That if you do this, God will be faithful in this. And that's what I like, because He says faithful. He doesn't use other words. Like, He will be faithful in keeping His promises. But you do have to work within the structure. How do you find out the structure? By getting in the Word. So it works all hand in hand. And I don't think there's a better way. Because I will lift up my hands towards your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. So let's start that today, so that we can get the structure down to have an amazing life. Until tomorrow, later days.